So, what's your name and your role in Safe Jumps?
My name is Evan Fouquet, game tag known as Ryusui, and I am one of the co-owners of Safe Jumps and their chief financial officer.
Okay, how was it exactly starting up Safe Jumps, like around that time?
Around the time when we started up, it was kind of weird. We didn't really know what we were doing, but we wanted to keep going and pursue this. So we continued to grow and learn how to build our organization and make it known to the public as our brand, or to the fighting game community.
Okay, got you. Along that time when you guys first started, did you have any sort of like problems or like any mishaps along as you were making your brand and company?
Oh, there have definitely been a few problems that have happened along the way. So one of our biggest things before we got ourselves a business manager was branding. It was not really our specialty, for one. So we kind of did struggle to put ourselves out there until we finally got a business manager, and we kind of just started exploding in growth and notoriety. Other issues that have happened is sometimes graphic designers are very cool people, but they can also be very fickle. So sometimes when you have an announcement or a project upcoming and you need a graphic to match it and advertise it, doesn't always work with their schedules. So sometimes this stuff just takes a while. And sometimes it doesn't always really like line up perfectly. So it does affect when we announce things and like what we present.
Okay, sounds pretty difficult. Although you guys seem like you guys had a good amount of problems when you guys started Safe Jumps, did anything at least go smooth when you guys first started, or was it like just nothing but like road bumps?
I wouldn't say it was purely road bumps. I mean, we did start off very smooth, wasn't explosive, but still kind of smooth. Because when we did run brackets, I say aside from the fact that StarGG is just not a coherent website, brackets ran smooth enough to where people knew where they were in bracket. If they needed the score update, we can give them score update. We can show what's going on stream, as well as what matches are being run live.
Okay. Is StarGG like a tournament website, or it's like a gaming?
Yeah, StarGG is a tournament hub website where people create and set up tournaments for online and in-person events.
Okay. Understood. Along your road bumps and smooth points, do you think any of the other like owners or financial people that are along with your people would agree with you?
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
Based on your opinion of like how it was, like with your problems and small things that happened, although other than that and your smooth points, do you think any of the other people that you worked with as a recent would agree with you on that?
I'd say they agree with me on that. Of course, I'm not also entirely sure. I do sometimes have concerns that the other co-owners don't really fully voice their opinions. And I would like to see that more, because that could most definitely lead to more growth and more public exposure that would help us become more well-known.
Okay. And then last question. Back around that time when you guys first started, how were the meetings exactly? Like, what was taking place exactly that were discussed?
Meetings were very substance-oriented rather than focusing on the brand and the image, because, like I said previously, we didn't really have much experience in becoming a brand and trying to show ourselves off to the world. So rather than that, we kind of spent more time focusing on, like, hey, when are we setting up these brackets? What's the prize pool going to be? How are we going to anticipate StarGG not working this time?
Okay, got you.